Hi, welcome everyone to Wynn and Terry's program of You Have Questions, We Have Answers, where you have a chance to ask the Elohim a direct question. And we welcome our BBS listeners tonight, this Wednesday, March 13th. And we're waiting for our call-in participants to dial in. So you might hear some silence for a little bit. And I'm Prudence, otherwise known as Prudy, in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm filling in for Hayes tonight. And thank you for joining us. We're glad you're here. Welcome to the Wednesday night program with Wynn and Terry. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi. Hi, Prudy.
And we still have another minute or so to go. I'd like to give all our listeners out there the Whole Planet Healing phone number. Whole Planet Healing follows this call tonight in 1 hour from now. And it's your chance to join in a group planetary meditation and visualization to help heal Mother Earth and the people who live on it. And the conference dial-in number is 712-770-4340. And the participant code is 250513. And again, that follows in 1 hour from now. I heard a caller join us. Welcome to the Wednesday night program. Would you like to say your name and location?
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Prudy.
Debbie Dalton.
How you doing? Hey, everybody, good, whoever else is on here. Hello, hello.
Dharmananda is on.
Dharmananda, hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Well, we're having a good time.
Yes, we are. 1 minute to count down here.
Excellent.
And everybody should be rolling in.
I'm enjoying the light from the time change a little bit. I have it longer now.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
It is.
You have to get up a little earlier, but that's okay. I'll take the light and the nice weather. Boy, we've had some nice weather. Hi, next caller. Welcome to the Wednesday night program. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
I am filling in for Heinz tonight.
I see. Good for you.
Obviously.
How, Prudy, how is he doing, honey? Do you know?
He's doing well. Yeah, he's doing well. I guess he still has a few last-minute things to wrap up, between here and Paradise. So he's handling that, I don't know, insurance stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I think somebody wants to make a movie. He's trying to sell his melted car to some movie guy.
Oh, good.
So I hope that goes through for him.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, because who buys a melted car, you know, other than Hollywood?
Yeah, really.
Hi, I heard a ding. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, everybody.
Is your weather pretty good?
So far, tomorrow it's supposed to get nasty, though. We're supposed to get high winds.
High winds? You're not snowing up there, are you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, it was a beautiful day today.
Good. We got warm temperatures. Let's see. It's 9:01 on the East Coast. Welcome, BBS listeners. This Wednesday, March 13th, with the Wynn and Terry program of You Have Questions, We've Got Answers, where you have a chance to ask the Elohim directly a question, and they will answer it live on this program. So thank you for joining us. We can't see you, we can't hear you, but we know you're there. And if you hear the dings, that is the callers calling in, each ding you hear. Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Cecil, the C6E Serpent from sunshiny Seattle.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi there.
As usual.
Hi, Cecil.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don.
Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hello, Don. I'm filling in for Highs tonight.
Here.
Yep. Let me just say, Whole Planet Healing follows this program in 1 hour. Whole Planet Healing. The conference dial-in number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250513#. 250513#. And the website is wholeplanethealing.com. We are waiting for Lynn and Terry, the helicopter, to come in.
Their time doesn't change.
Whose time? Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. Thanks for joining us. I want to say hi to May. May, hi. I think you're probably out there listening on BBS. I want to say hi. Much love from Prudy. May sends a text every now and again saying how much she loves the program. Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, everybody. It's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Wanda in Canada.
Hi, Wanda in Canada. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Canadian Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Canadian
Hello,
Wanda. Canadian bacon.
Yeah. I don't cook bacon, I cook beef.
I haven't heard May on the call for a long time. What happened to her?
Well, she's out there. She listens on BBS. Every now and again, I get a text, and she's doing okay.
Who is that?
May.
Oh, May. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering about her.
Yeah, she's out there. She goes online or BBS or listens to the replay. Yeah, I don't know if
yeah,
the time is difficult.
Do.
Yeah,
lots of people do.
Yep. So all of those that aren't with us live and those of you on BBS, thank you for joining us. We appreciate that, and we do feel your energy, and we send our love to all of you. To the next caller, hello, welcome to the show. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. And thank you for being here.
It's Roger from...
Oh, Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hello. Hi, Roger.
I think
Hello, Roger.
I hear a helicopter.
Roger.
Welcome to the show. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm filling in for Highs tonight.
Hi, Terry.
Sunshine to you, Terry.
Pardon?
Sunshine to you today.
Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry.
Terry.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi,
everybody. Done.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
That's funny. Terry and Terry always call in one after another, just about every call.
Synchronicity.
We like to rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Does everybody have sunny weather out there?
Sunshine in Seattle.
Southern California, sunny. Sunny in Asheville, North Carolina.
Everywhere.
Sunny in Canada.
Or Canada.
Yep.
Yeah, it's snowing a little bit. Salt Lake City, but not too bad.
At least you're not in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hi, Denver. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
Denver is the worst place to be today.
They had a blizzard, didn't they?
Blizzard.
Hurricane blizzard.
Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Wynn in Sedona. No, Wynn in Los Angeles.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Good evening, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Can we have another caller join us? Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Sure. Hi, it's Brenda from D.C.
Well, hello, Brenda.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Double dinger. Hello, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Terry again. I got dropped off.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Hi.
There you go.
Welcome back.
Anybody else?
Is Lou on the call?
Who?
Lou.
I don't think so. No Lou's announced themselves.
It's been raining over here in Sedona, and it's going to get cold tonight. It's been snowing in the mountains above us.
Oh, wow.
Up in
you
Canada,
probably like the
up.
Rain.
It warmed up in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Getting flooding.
Oh, boy, flooding. Crazy weather.
Still get cold.
The snow. Yeah, the snow broke a lot of branches and knocked down a tree in our yard. And so we had it all cut back and put the road, and the city came along. And they, as long as you got the branches out there by 2 days' time, they took it away.
Well, good. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing
hello, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hello, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Yeah, right now at this time of year, everybody has to watch out for power lines freezing up and coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Is Terry on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You know.
Hello, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Lewis, Beverly Hills, California.
Hello, Lewis.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Thank you.
See, I told you guys there was going to be a Lewis.
You were right. You're psychic. A synchronicity.
Well, here I am. Mm-hmm.
You're being summoned.
Hello?
Yeah.
We're here.
We're here. We're going to start in just a minute.
We were waiting for you.
Okay. Well, I had a wrong number. But here I am.
Good.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sounds like a New York accent.
100% Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, all right.
Yeah.
How's the weather in Brooklyn?
I don't know. I'm in California.
Oh.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
You could take the boy out of Brooklyn, but you can't take Brooklyn out of the boy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly. Okay, I'll mute the dings, Wynn. Whoops.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is March 13th, 2019. Everybody everywhere. And this is our Wednesday call where people submit questions. And Terry, are you on the line?
I'm here.
And you're unmuted.
Can you hear me?
I'm impressed.
Okay. Okay, good.
I hear you.
All right.
Hang on a second. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through our solar system, through the outer energy field of the planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. The one infinite creator is the core of everything and is here with us, and you are never alone. We are not gods, but we are working like your brothers and sisters in the highest realm. As the Elohim, we have never had a physical body. We do see how the universe works and how important belief is. It's such your biological situation. And there are influences. It is a frequency universe. So everything is created by frequencies, and your reality sets your frequency. We come directly to you. We do not come to the telephone line or the computer. That is where the voice comes through. We are happy to be of assistance where we are able. Do you have questions?
Yes, I would like to ask a question. There are certain people that have asked questions that have had amazing transformations, epiphanies. And there's other people, when they ask questions, there seems to be a stuckness. There's a repetition, and the same issue doesn't leave, and they'll ask it again and again, and it's still present with that issue. What is it that keeps people in this stuck place?
It is their belief system. It is the way they are handling their situation. It is their desire to get the situation handled. It is their understanding of why they do or don't have their condition. We give you an example of one girl who said for 2 years, my guide left me. Does this mean I should die? And the answer was the same for 2 years. It is a chance for you to learn to make decisions on your own. And the same answer was always to the same question. After 2 years, she asked the same question, and the answer was, if you learn to make decisions on your own, your guide will come back within a week. If you keep bugging your guide for every little thing, your guide will never come back. And a week later, she called and said, my guide's back. She emailed that her guide was back. So it depends upon the person's belief, whether they make the change. See, if they keep on doing the exact same thing, they keep on getting the exact same result. If they can be open even for a change, sometimes we can precipitate a change. If they are open for a change, like someone might ask, I would like my grandmother to get better. My grandmother is very ill. And we look at the grandmother. The grandmother has not asked the question. It was the child that asked the question. And we look and we see that the grandmother thinks it's her time to move on. And so we can put love light around the situation and around the grandmother. But this is a free will determined universe. So what the person creates within their mind, within their framework, within their body, what they believe that the medical profession is telling them, if they have a very strong belief that their doctor is right and they might die in a year, and that is their stable thing that they rely on, then we cannot help, because that is the precipitating frequency. Does that help? Are you there? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm here. I was muted. That helps. But a person will think, now here's where it gets subtle. A person is at the end of their rope, so to speak, and they think, just tell me what to do, and I'll do it, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they feel like they'll do anything to get through something, and they expect you to say something to them. Well, just do this, or say this mantra, or, you know, say, I am healed, or whatever.
See,
and they,
one of the things is, in the framework of your question, they would do anything to get through it. As the question is posed, they are putting up the barrier. The barrier is here, and I will do anything to get through it. I will get anything to plow through this barrier here that's there. Now, if they can take the barrier down in their mind, so that it's not, it's like, I got to get through it, And can even imagine a world where what they want is happening, is there. Not they have to get through this barrier that's there, but that it's the goal. Like if they can imagine, feel, sense, be compassionate about the goal. And the goal isn't there, but it in their sensing and feeling and wishing and having emotions that it is there, they will reset the universe, and the universe will give it to them. See, some of the phrases that Jesus used, if you have faith, then it will happen. Having faith, even though it's not there for the minute, will begin to reset your world for it to be there.
Thank you. Okay. Let's try do another question here. This is Valerie. A few weeks ago, I was driving home about 2:30 p.m., and I saw a flash outside my driver's side window up in the sky. The whole sky turned to bright white for a split second, just enough to make me say, "What the heck was that?" But of course, I couldn't pay attention to it because I was driving.
Yes.
A couple of days later, I saw three tiny golden marble-sized orbs floating around my room. And I noticed them. After I noticed them, they started dashing like fireflies right in front of me and then disappeared.
They were happy to be noticed. They were beings in your room visiting you. They were friends. The flash in the sky. We take a moment. It was another thing. Sometimes you have the ability to see past the third density dimension. And when you do that, it is like putting on the infrared glasses and you can see something that wouldn't ordinarily be available to see. It was an event of two things coming together and then dissipating. Just know that you have friends in high places.
Thank you. Were those visitors from a group soul or were from a lower realm?
They were from a higher realm than the third density, but from a lower realm than we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Sometimes I wake up and I smell strong odors, like burning smoke, red wine, tobacco.
Who is this question from?
This is from Edina, a.k.a. Edna.
Yes.
Sometimes I wake up and I smell strong odors like burning smoke, red wine, tobacco. It is
yes.
So strong that I have to wait for a moment until it disappears. It
yes.
all makes me, it almost makes me feel like it's real, but it happens so many times, I know it's not. It is not there in the third dimension, but I smell it. The other day, Eric, my husband, woke up with the odor of smoke smell as well. Eric is now having the same experience. Can you share what this is about?
This is a visitor that smoked and drank wine and is coming to visit, and he carries the scent that when he was, we check for a minute to see if he has passed or not. It is a visitor that likes you and is coming. We do feel that he has passed. So think that you have had someone, that, a relative or an ancestor that smoked and drank red wine, and that may be coming to visit you and likes your vibe.
Thank you.
And we might also see him like Eric. Is it Eric? Yes. Is it Eric? Likes your husband.
The visitor likes her husband, right?
Yes. Okay.
Now, when something like that occurs, what are the mechanics, scientifically, that allow a person to create a smell in a room? Are they actually creating a smell in the room, or are they creating a smell in the person's mind in the room?
They're creating a smell in the room that can be smelled by more than one person, because when they were living, they spent so much time smoking, drinking wine, that the vibration of the wine and the vibration of the different things, we see the smell of the tobacco burning. We see even a pipe firing up, and we see that they carry that vision, that image, in their soul matrix, and they can re-envision that, and it actually creates this actual smell in the physical universe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question is from Lou Tamino in Beverly Hills. And he asks, why do I have a life where I seem to carry such a heavy burden and a cross to bear, whereas others in my own family seem to have a life of luxury?
It is the images that you carry with you that come from your past that you have brought into this life with you to work through and to be able to dispense with. Sometimes an incident in the past creates a lasting memory in your soul matrix, and so it carries with you. It may have something to do with something you decided in a past life, that it was a hard life, and that it was took a lot of effort to get through it, and you are still bringing that in with your soul matrix, and still have the belief to then configure your environment that you will need to get through those hard things, the struggle to have enough for easy survival. Others in your family do not have that track, and so they do not put up that barrier to then attempt to solve or get through. also sit back, relax, and see if you can observe, if you get any pictures, any visions, any dreams that tell you a little more about the originating incident that had you decide that it, things would be hard and that you are going to surmount them. Letting go to envision what it, the life that you would like, and envision for even an instant that it is there. The life you like is easy, is there. Just envision it, and then even if it's for an instant, it will begin like the very beginning of a change. Thank you.
Thank you. I noticed that he compares himself to other people in his family that he thinks are having it well when he's not.
Yes.
Can you make a comment? Can you make a comment about that?
It is partly due to your belief. Is partly due to your belief causing others to see what your aura is containing, the frequencies that it is containing, and the universe giving that back to you, and others envisioning you as you envision yourself, or the aura that you are putting out, the frequency, the vibration, the vibration of I am having a harder time and they're having an easier time, that is putting it out there, then the universe sees that and it attempts to orient itself around that belief. And you might say, no, it's real. That's the way it is. No, it's real. Yes, it is real. But to see if you can envision it being the way you really want it, and your family members looking at you and saying, oh, he's having an easy time, and you looking at your life, oh, it suddenly got easier. And then you lose it again, and you say, no. But see how just for an instant, if you can reformat the way you see it.
Thank you. Next question is from Dharmananda. Now, we kind of asked this. This is my opening question related to Dharmananda's question. And I keep trying to heal my body by saying, I am love, I am light, I am in the fifth dimension. I am healed, as Kimberly Meredith told me to do.
Yes.
But I'm not getting healed. Is there anything else I need to do, and can you help me heal?
Just relax and focus on the part of the body, like the lower spine, or part of the body that you would really like to heal. And just put your focus on that part of the body and tell it, it's healed, it's healed. Picture the molecules there, like as we're telling it, as it's healed, it is healed. That piece of pain, it oh dear, it hurts more now because my attention's on it. But it's healing now, it's healing. It's the molecules are getting, they're spinning in the correct direction now. They're meshing with the other molecules in the area. They're meshing good now. They're healing. It is that particular area is healing right now. And just do that a few minutes every day. And see that if you can get that message through to that part of your body. Focus on the particular parts of the body.
Thank you. When somebody is dishonest and tricks people, what does that do in connection to their relationship with higher forces, higher positive forces?
We do not participate. The universe does not participate. You may have some negative forces that do participate in that. Give us a minute and get the sense of this. There is a service to self place one can get to where they carry it out and then they let it go and they carry it out and they let it go and they got a bunch of friends that are service to self and everybody thinks it's hunky dory and funny and so they as getting higher and higher service to self, then it can carry them for a ways. However, they can never get into the higher realms being of that mode, because when they get into the higher realms, others being see them and see what they're doing and seeing that negative being is trying to trick them and they can see right through it and dismiss it. And so they're dismissed, so they can't get the energy from anybody else. And they can try to steal it, but when you get higher, you can't trick people anymore because they see right through you.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know, supposedly at the end of in December of 2012 we hit the highest point of the dimensional shift of energy. Did we actually hit the highest point? Is the energy still increasing or is it kind of maintaining?
The human resonance has gone way high. The human resonance is very important for life and for the human being, because it is something that helps them to orient. As it goes higher, and we do not know if it has stopped or if it is still going to go higher, but as it goes higher, it gets harder to exist in the third dimensional realm, because it is so high a frequency that it makes it hard for some individuals to hang on to and to establish a stable base in a higher frequency, because they cannot orient to that.
Okay. A question. I'm in Los Angeles right now, and I'm looking to see about having a synchronicity that helps bring some of more manifestation of this work into the world. And do you have a suggestion?
I see a couple of avenues. One is just put it out to the universe and then do what you're doing and meet people who know people and ask questions about, like, who's doing what movies. Take a look at who's doing what movies. If you can catch the vibe of a movie and see the producer and see if it's something that you think he might like, and then as you get into his frequency, then it makes it look more likely that a synchronicity will happen because it's frequencies within you that match up to frequencies within somebody else that you would like to know.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I've been approaching it.
Yes. Yes. If you can, find who's doing something similar to, it's something out there that you would admire. It's, he might like the story, because he might get it. And then you get the frequency of what somebody else is doing that is out there that might give you a little broader, more expanded view of the frequency you need to get it out there.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Thank you.
Yeah.
And let me see. We don't have any more questions for tonight. Let me see if anyone on the line has something they were inspired to ask. Just a moment.
Unmuted.
Your question.
Oh, wait, John Herman had a question.
Muted.
Hang on. All right.
Yes, well, you're looking that up, if somebody is looking for a job or somebody wants to make more money, then they could go on the internet and they could put in, what their skills were, what they enjoyed doing, and then you could see what some other people were doing and kind of get the frequency of what we like to have a job like that. What is it like for other people to have that kind of a job and slip into the frequency box that once you get the sense of it, then the universe can begin to connect you up with people that are in that frequency.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that experience. I know it's not just asking for something. It's getting into
right.
The frequency, getting into the frequency of the people you're asking from. About.
Yes, and then, getting some passion about that, what they're doing, get a little of the joy of what they get out of doing this job, whatever it is.
Okay, Don Herman asks, can symbols in of themselves actually affect people? Is there a way to protect ourselves from unwanted effects?
Yes. Would you read the question again, because part of it was not readable?
Can symbols in of themselves actually affect people? And is there a way to protect ourselves from unwanted effects? Thank you. Now, I think
yes,
I think he's a, I think he's
questions.
A, yeah. I think he's referring.
Symbols definitely can. There are symbols which represent anger, which represent a desire for a certain setting. There are frequencies, like if you take the C note, that is very important to the foundation chakra of home and finance. And so you could play the note C if you wanted to get the vibrations of home and finance and a stable environment. So there are actual musical notes. There are colors, like ruby red would be the color. You look at that color, it is to do with home and finances and the things that the earth can provide. So there are those two things. And would you read the second part of the question?
Is there a way to protect ourselves from unwanted effects?
Yes. For instance, if, let's say, we give you a hypothetical example, which is not your example, but it is an example of how this works. If, say, a woman is terrified that she might be attacked sexually. She might be attacked sexually and she's scared of that. She's thinking of that, oh, that could maybe happen to me. And, you know, and there's somebody across the town that is thinking, oh, man, I would really like to attack a woman. You know, and those two vibrations lock up. And, you know, and they could, it's like a beacon. They could find each other and she could experience a really bad effect. So if you are finding something that is attacking you negatively or you're getting some negative thoughts and everything like that, then manually see if you can move out of the frequency of that, leave that frequency behind. You know, because it may be an actual person that's putting out some bad frequency. And you can definitely move to a different frequency and it will drop off. It won't bother you anymore because you are on their same frequency.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure, but I think Don may have been referring, I'll add this, Illuminati-type symbols, okay, which are...
Well, the Illuminati-type symbols are tricky because they are based on real... beneficial symbols that the Ra group brought in 36,000 years ago, and they adopted them because they work. And so it depends on if they flash a symbol, then they're jumping on to the energy of something that may have some basis in truth, and they're putting their spin on it. So you can dismiss their spin. You may not want to dismiss the symbol, but the symbol may have had something very beneficial at the beginning, but do not jump on the Illuminati's spin on it.
Well, how do you dismiss the spin?
Pardon?
How do you dismiss the spin?
It has a frequency in it of the component of the Illuminati riding on it that diverts the energy into the Illuminati's spin. And so one of the ways to dismiss it is to just go back in time and get the original symbol, original meaning, and dismiss anything that got attached to it by the Illuminati later. Or you may want to entirely dismiss the symbol, since as they display the symbol among themselves, they make it more and more real with their spin on it.
Okay. You know what? We are coming to an end of tonight's call.
Our time with you is a treasure, and we are delighted to be with each and every one of you, and hope we can contribute in some small way.
Thank you so much for being here, and thank you to everyone that asked questions. And we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing now. And if you're on the slide and you want to go, it's 712-770-4340 and 712-770-4340 and pin 250-513. And thank you, Sources, for being here. Thank you, Terry. And thank you for the people who are volunteering that make these calls possible. And see you, some of you, in a moment.
Unmuted.